From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue announced a range of nationwide flexibilities to ensure America's children receive the nutritious food they need throughout the upcoming school year. These waivers give states, schools, and child care providers time to plan for how they will serve children in the fall, including allowing for new and innovative feeding options as the nation recovers from the coronavirus. This announcement empowers them to operate the school breakfast program and the National School Lunch Program to best serve their students throughout the 2021 school year. The National Pork Producers Council strongly supports legislation being discussed by the Senate Ag Committee that creates important elements needed to support a private carbon credit offset program. The Growing Climate Solutions Act, directed by the USDA, would create a program to provide transparency, legitimacy, and informal endorsement of third-party verifiers and technical service providers that help private landowners generate carbon credits through a variety of ag and forestry-related practices. The pandemic has already caused $2 billion in losses for California farms, ranches, and agricultural businesses, and a study released last week says the impact could go much higher. The study, commissioned by the California Farm Bureau and other organizations, says losses could reach $5.9 billion to $8.6 billion by year's end. The impacts come both from lost sales and the rising cost of food production. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network of the West.